Your Web Design and You, Part 2, The Design. Welcome back, web designer. It's time to hop on this train called Adventure, riding on the tracks of knowledge driven by an alcoholic conductor who is reading Swedish pornography in front of the passengers. It's time for lesson number 2 of Your Web Design and You, The Design. Boy howdy! Today we're going to learn about the design process, what leads up to it, and the joy that follows from completing an A+ job number 1 100% complete good job. Are you ready? Of course you are! Let's get going! Preparing your materials. The last thing you want is to be knee-deep in a pile of hot, smelly, and larva-ridden unpreparedness. No, sir! It's important to make sure you start at the beginning, the flowchart. The flowchart is a document that will show you what the final website structure will be, so you know how to lay out your navigation and content areas. This will help you prepare. Preparation is key. Remember that time you peed in the hotel pool, Bobby? Remember when you tried to pee later and it felt like 1,000 needles made out of lava, Bobby? That's called not being prepared. It's also called urethral syndrome. Get that flowchart squared away and make sure you've had final approval from the client before doing a lick of web design work. If they come back after the designs are complete and decide to change things up on you, you can tell them they've made a mistake and it's time to pay the piper. Keep that pimp hand strong, web designer. A few missing teeth will make John Q. client think twice before messing with your design process again. You betcha! You'll want most of the content also in a semi-complete format before you begin design. You don't want to build a house for 20 people when the only people living there will be a couple of San Francisco hipsters who've decided to have kids but never get married because that's what society wants them to do. Now would you, web designer? Gosh no! Those hipsters can take their fear of commitment and leave it out of your web design house building analogy, or you'll give them what for, won't ya? You'll teach them to get married, so the man can become an overweight but jovial mental invalid, while the woman remains a remarkably attractive yet exasperated and flaky homemaker. Haha, that's what TV sitcoms tell us is supposed to happen.